a real opportunity to highlight key issues and sectors that do need more attention. And it really helped to create more attention and more drive for those topics. And the third, to come from that expert level and connect to the political level. So that's really the strength of this process, to make the communities really speak to each other, to help create the space for action. And maybe just some examples from this year's session, which was on built environments, and where we, for example, picked emerging issues with a focus on cooling and circularity. And the third one, which was really on scale up, because we felt that was where we need to go. And what came out, and I think that's no different from this session to some, a lot of the others, actually. Number one, solutions exist. We have seen a lot of examples from technology, policy, and finance. And that is actually really giving the right signal. The stuff is there. We know what to do, but we need to increase the scale and the pace of rolling them out. And that was a sort of important message, but also a rallying point for people to come forward with that. And we need to create this virtuous cycle for radical collaboration, bringing these different stakeholder groups together, particularly in a sector like buildings and construction that is characterized by such a fragmented value chain, is a critical step to shape this common understanding of zero carbon buildings and creating the very foundation for this radical collaboration that also Nigel and Gonzalo have been talking about, that we need to get the job done. And bringing the private sector into this was extremely important.